Like all Canadian governments, the region's been hit with the worst of both worlds, rising costs to deal with the virus and plummeting revenues because of the virus. Niagara Regional Chair Jim Bradley points out he has to have a balanced budget, as do the 12 local governments within the region, like Fort Erie and Niagara Falls. Canada and Ontario don't have a balanced budget requirement and are even further away than expected coming into the year because of the virus. Bradley says the problem became clear early on.
We would have a diminished revenue stream. And second, we would have increased costs incurred as a result of COVID-19. So we were looking at millions of dollars. In our particular case, overall in Niagara, counting our local municipalities and ourselves, $49 million.
The schools within the region are independent, dealing only with the province. They're also being helped by higher levels of government, with the Canadian federal government putting $2 billion into schools last week. The cash to governments is highly targeted, with Canada and Ontario even finding extra cash to avoid cutbacks in Niagara's public transit, which has been expanding to meet needs. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.